Do you have a loved one that might need a little extra care? Check out Regency on the Lake. Located in Fort Gratiot, Regency on the Lake offers the latest healthcare services with rehab, respite, and long-term care. 810-385-7260.
All right, 8:40 on this Monday morning. Next week is Boat Week, and Boat Week will actually kick off on Sunday with a very special event taking place at the Port Huron Yacht Club. It's an actual race that will precede the Port Huron to Mackinac race. It is Set Sail for Autism and More. Tom Riopel is the guy that heads this all up. Good morning, Tom.
Yeah, good morning. Good morning. Actually, Dan Miller was here. Dan Collins was here.
Good morning.
I was going to talk about Dan Miller, but Dan Collins is here. It was great. Things are moving really well. I mean, I think it's knock on wood. The weather looks good, mm-hmm. but a lot of good things happening. And we had a great meeting last Tuesday with the kids and skippers, and Dan can talk about
it. Well, it was great, and first of all, Paul, I'd like to present you with her from the committee, and you are the honorary chairman this year. Thank you very much.
Sure.
We have a nice T-shirt for you with personalized Paul Miller, 105.5 WPHM on the front, and on the back our special pennant, or what we call in the sailing world, a burgee.
That is sharp.
Set Sail for More.
Yeah.
More. Set Sail for Autism and More. And here you go.
Well, thank you, Dan. I appreciate that. I am the honorary chairman, which means it's an honor to be named the honorary chairman of Set Sail for Autism and More. It also means that I just do honorary stuff. I just kind of watch while Dan runs the show.
Well, we appreciate that.
A lot of details, in an event like this, aren't there?
We've been working on this since the end of last year.
Oh, wow.
I presented the idea to the Port Huron Yacht Club board for their approval, and they approved it as an official race in our race program. And then we're partnering with Port Huron Area Schools and their special needs program, their special education program. And it's all coming together after about 6 months, and it will culminate on Sunday, the week before Mackinac race. So we're promoting it as a kickoff to Boat Week.
Go ahead, Tom.
Absolutely. And the interesting thing is there's a lot of locations around the area that have the burgees and the posters, and they're asking their patrons to go on the QR code, make a donation. Mm-hmm. All those dollars raised go to the Port Huron schools, which is very cool. And a lot of freighters and Casey's and a lot of places they're doing them. I think it's perfect. And then I think it's just a great fit because it really focuses on this community, mm-hmm. the families in this community, and I think it'll make a huge difference.
We have 10 boats and 10 students from Port Huron Area Schools, special needs. They'll be heading out about 9:30-ish, probably earlier, about 9 o'clock on Sunday the 12th. The race starts at 10 o'clock. If you want to go out and observe it, the best point to watch to start would be Lakeside Beach. Mm-hmm. And then they'll be finishing approximately 2 hours later, just north of the Blue Water Bridge, between the Red Buoy and a little white building on the Sarnia side of the river. And then they're going to come back. And I should mention, the Huron Lady will be taking out family members to observe their young person on these boats. It's an activity that they don't normally would have an opportunity to do and interact with the community.
Well, and that's really where this all started. I don't know how many years ago, Tom.
With 212 was the first year, and then 213. 212 was actually Dan and Paul Latham decided to try and do something, so we got the families out, and the next year they actually had kids crew the boats back following the race. And as Dan will tell you, the part of the really positive thing is how the families, the parents, see their child really through this experience really grow. That's really
right,
great.
Right. And I'm personally learning more and more every year that it's not just the individual child, it's the whole family involved.
Sure. Yeah.
And it affects the whole family. So this year we've got the whole family involved with going out on the Huron Lady, and then they'll get to watch their child on the water, and they're going to have a buddy with them on the boat. And my experience from bringing two sets back from two previous Mackinac races, following the race from Mackinac back to Port Huron, it was a grand time. And the young student, the young person had a great time, and the parents just beamed at watching their child interact with the crew and pulling the lines and steering the boat. And they're very accomplished if you just give them a chance.
And on Tuesday, watching them, Dan said, "Do you have any questions? Is there a bathroom on the boat?"
That's a great, and that would be my first question. And, how long are we going to be out there?
And the skipper said, "Well, on the boat, it's ahead." They lie ahead, you know. And then the other one, "What? Will it flip over?" No, they explain how to. Yeah. So it was really good. And then we did get some interesting news this week that Fox 2, Ingrid Kelly, is going to be here that morning doing live shots from here. I think that adds a real interest and builds awareness beyond what we've done at this point.
Yeah. You mentioned the Burgies that people can purchase at several different locations around town. Those donations that they make then go to help keep this thing going for, you know, next year and the following year.
Hopefully correct, yes. Yeah. You know, our major sponsors, can I give a shout out from them? McLaren Port Huron, Jody Smith Chiropractic, Northgate Ford, Sam's Club, and Allegra Printing are major sponsors. And as Tom said earlier, Raven Cafe, Elite Treats, Freighters, Vintage Tavern, Casey's Wings, Bootleggers, Ryan Party Store, Crawford Cosmetics, and North 43 are all promoting our Burgies to help bring in some funds to keep this thing going.
Oh, that's fantastic. It's so great to see the community come together for something like this that is helping so many families to really have an experience, like you said, that they otherwise normally wouldn't have.
Absolutely. And one thing I like with the Tide of the Yacht Clubs is it exposes this to the families that aren't necessarily involved. When you have a child or with a challenge, you're kind of into it. You can't. Yeah. Having others understand and what the impact of their support can mean to these families is really important too.
Yeah.
I know the Yacht Club is really excited about this event, and we're looking forward to it, and all the members are chipping in. It'll be a great day.
Yeah. Coming up on Sunday, go watch all those sailboats and know that there's some people on those boats having the time of their life.
Correct.
Yeah, good stuff. Where can people connect? Is there a website, a Facebook page, something where people...
We have a Facebook page, Set Sail for Autism and More. Just Google it if you wish. Mm-hmm. And we've got a lot of pictures from previous activities going back, as Tom said, 2013, 2014, some of our events. We've been doing this quite a while up and down the St. Clair and Detroit rivers with different yacht clubs, and we're bringing it home back to Port Huron this year.
Yeah, good stuff.
It's really good.
Guys, thanks for being here, talking about it, and we'll see you on Sunday.
And thank you, Paul, so much for your support.
Thank you very much.
Absolutely. Set Sail for Autism and More, the race for the Port Huron Yacht Club coming up this Sunday.